Hi, this is the Malin Slice of Life podcast for Sunday, April 16th, 2006. And I generally don't say, but this is Lynette. Today will be a shorty in that we, Maria and I, will simply be describing our area. Three main areas of our living space, if you will. And of course, for those of you who listen to Larry's, as in Larry Skutkan of Blind Cool Techs podcast, you'll know that he sort of asked folks or requested that maybe we describe our spaces. So I thought, hey, that's not such a bad idea. We have a pretty nice apartment of which we are truly proud. And so that's what we'll be... My tongue is a little tied. That's what we'll be doing. If you'd like to contact us, you certainly may by email at superlyn@earthlink.net. You can also visit our podcast page at superlyn.libsyn, that's libsyn.com. You can also, please feel free to leave a comment on our comment line. It is sorely underutilized. That number is, at least it's sorely underutilized by those of you who are listening to the cast. So, that number is, if I can get it right, 206-600-6259. And I hope you enjoy this. I did the podcast, or the media cast, if you will, using my WS200S recorder with its built-in mic. There is no windscreen or anything, so I apologize for the wind and so forth. But, you know, what can I do about Mother Nature? Anyway, hope you enjoy this. All right. I am out here on a windy day on our patio. Now, I've been out here before, but I've never sort of described this area, if you will. And although I'm going to be walking in the sun, I'm standing in the shade right now, so I actually have on my jacket. And during the summertime, it gets extremely hot. Not warm, folks, but hot as Hades out here. Okay, so we have some umbrellas here. And let me just kind of do a little kind of a Larry thing here. Uh-oh. We also have some water here sitting on top of a... Here I am emptying it onto this, the other patio, maybe, possibly. But she doesn't come out here anyway. There's
That's mine.
This is yours? You know what? We'll open it up and we'll see if stuff is... It's not even wet. Whatever. It's fine. Whatever's in here is fine. We have these, yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, I can bring other things out here, believe me.
Oh,
well, we have some,
you don't wanna make it junky.
Yes, we do. Well, not junky, but we want to utilize the space that we have. Now, for those of you who've never lived in a city, dwelling, if you will, we're always looking for space. We don't have enough. So you hear us moving around things. Yeah, so let me just give the lay of the land here. Oh, see, now that's the way it was supposed to be.
I know, but the wind knocked it over.
It knocked it over, okay. So we have some bins, and on top of the bins, oh, that's actually that I'm kicking. It's a cooler, and this is the bin I'm kicking now. But on top of the bin, we have some chairs, because we host actually a couple of parties out here.
In the summer.
In the summertime. The biggest being for our vocal ensemble, and already, this will be our fourth one, I think.
One of your weights is here.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk about those weights. Oh, somebody's cooking something lovely. Now, we have our shopping cart here. I'll turn it around. Maybe. Possibly. And when the kids are here, who are really tiny, I drop them in here and ride them up and down this area. And I will tell you why. Because this is the door. And this is the door that's in the living room. And then we have, obviously, a window.
You know what you should do?
Well, let me finish my tour first. Maria's going to do something. So, and then we have my room. Now, the thing that almost killed me is that we have... Oh, how interesting. Okay, I guess Maria did this. The table is upside down with the legs sticking up.
Because the wind was moving, and thus
now you heard Maria mention something about my weights. I have the 8 pounders which I use, so I take those. Those are inside. But I have some 5 pounders, and folks, those 5 pound weights come in very handy because of these umbrellas. We have these wonderful umbrellas, and they 21 steps. Excellent. From the living room door, I would imagine. Where did you go from?
From
this. Okay, this is the fence between us and our neighbor. Right. That same fence, if you walk across, is right over here. And beyond that, we have our planters, where I watch my trees bloom every year. I'm standing in front of my favorite tree, which is, I think, has some little budlings on it. And so it's starting. And these evergreens are evergreen. So, and we have these huge planters that these things are in. And beyond that, we have the deck. Uh-oh, what do you notice?
This year, there's not like a lot of that brush to remember yesterday.
Oh, but you know what'll happen? I bet you in the fall, I bet you we'll get it a lot. But I don't know.
But
we didn't have it this year. You're right.
No.
We didn't have a lot this year. Maria and I, Maria and I, but the patio actually, it's because we have these trees and things that go along this long area. I was actually by my window. This is my window. And then, unbelievably, right next door we have, the unbelievably part of for the bikes. We have 2 bikes that we're thinking of selling. We got about a year and a half use out of them. Anyway, we're not comfortable anymore riding those things. So this is Maria's window. And then all the way, okay, well, Maria, I think, did this. She tried to sort of pull the plastic over the bikes, but they're really doing well.
They are.
They still look beautiful. Whoa.
Careful.
Yeah, we have a baby chair for our little people. And and here is the other end of the patio. Now I don't really need the jacket on because now I'm standing in the sunshine. But, and so this fence that I'm banging on goes all the way around. So what's interesting to me is when blind people come out here, you know, you don't know where you're stepping, but I like to tell them right away, there's nowhere to fall because we have a fence that goes all the way around. There is some brick that the fence is on top of, which sort of, I think they sort of have the brick and the planters are all sort of congealed or connected. And you can actually sit on the, which I'm doing now, you can sit on the brick. There's not much butt space, folks, okay? But, you know, it's very, very nice. And I will never forget 16 years ago when I laid eyes on such a marvelous space, how thrilled I was. And I forgot to mention, we also have your basic chairs. What do you call these? Patio chairs?
Yeah.
Patio chairs or something? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But they're plastic chairs and they come in very handy for our parties each year. This space is large enough to ride the bike, except we have the table, as I told you, right here. yeah, I think we need a new table for sure, because this table has been here, we won't even say, a good 10 years, I would think.
Yeah.
And it's just, and it's a white table, and well,
yeah.
Now it's upside down. Oh, that would be good, because we have green chairs. For those of you who can appreciate color, we try. Pardon me, many of our, you know, whenever we get in, our umbrellas are green, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So we try to kind of hang with the, you know, with the scenery. What? Oh, they're doing something. There's some kind of booming going on, but as always, And of course, now I'm standing here in the sun, too warm. But it is yet another exquisite Sunday. So that is the patio. I know I had something else to say about it. Oh, the weights hold up the umbrella.
Not well,
because last year the umbrella actually fell and conked somebody in the head. I felt so horrible. She could have sued us. Oh, thank God she didn't. And thank God she was okay. I think she got a little goose egg or a medium-sized goose egg, and that was it. And we just, I mean, I caught one of them, but I wasn't able to catch both. I did catch one from falling, but I was on the other end. So what we're going to do is I'm going to run to an... we're going to either try to find sandbags, or something to hold these things up. And even if both of us have to bring in a 50-pound sandbag, we can do that and make sure. Because last year it was kind of windy. First, it was quite beautiful. And then all of a sudden, it got very windy at one point. And it tried to blow over the umbrellas. And then after that, it was gorgeous. Sunny and warm again. And, you know, what can you do? So that's our patio.
There's not a cloud in the sky.
The birds are singing. Who says we don't have beautiful sounds here in New York City? So now I'm going to go in and describe just a little bit of the living room. Okay, I will wipe my feet now that Maria did that. For those of you who remember, I sort of only halfway did that in the snowcast. Okay, so Maria has sent us on an apartment change here for the living room. It's a fairly good size for New York. It's a fairly good size dwelling, actually.
21 by 17.
Maria says it's 21 by 17, so that sounds pretty good to me. And we have... I think the nicest feature of the living room is our bar. Our bar is very...
Which we don't use as a bar.
Well, we don't have any drinks here. There is no scotch here. We don't have any scotch. I wouldn't know a good scotch if somebody threw it on me. So anyway, our bar, which is right here, is basically a place for us to put our lovely... what are these Crate and Barrel items that we love so much?
No, that's from...
Well, wait a minute. These are sold from Crate and Barrel.
No, they're not. They're from QVC.
No. This is from Crate and... Folks!
Well, you didn't specify.
I'm going to... These... Okay. Cups, I should say. The cups and saucers are from... Now, that's the way Maria and I carry on. Cups and saucers... Now, what Maria's talking about, because everybody knows we're QVC people, are these beautiful square... What are they, Maria?
They're, it's ovenware, but it's so pretty.
In baskets.
Yeah.
So the ovenware is in a wicker basket. It's very pretty. And we have... Maria has decorated so beautifully everything on the bar. And the bar looks right into the kitchen. So when we're having our little do's, it's unlike some of our friends who are unable to speak with the guests on the other side, we are. Now, when you come in, there's nothing that quite interesting about the living room. We have an awful out of tune... No, it's not awful. It's awful that it's out of tune. But we also have an apartment piano, and we have my shelves... Yes, there are two pianos in the corner. We have a 36-inch television. Which is actually quite nice, and I think Maria enjoyed watching the Ten Commandments on it last night.
Yeah.
And across
three shelves,
and one of which houses my...
Two of them, which Lynette
One of which houses my CD collection. Now, wait a minute. Okay, one shelf has our books that we've collected, and CDs and so forth, and... Don't listen to her.
Everything underneath. There are how many?
Oh gosh,
about five or six shelves.
One, two, three. For my CDs, there are one, two, three, four, five, six.
Well, that's the top.
Oh, that's the top.
I have
okay.
stuff up on the top.
Six. You see, well, that's what she didn't tell you, folks. She had, Maria has a whole shelf.
No.
She has stuff. What
no,
do you mean, no?
But
you have
wait
a whole
minute.
Shelf
the
over there.
The stuff on the top are the games.
Well.
Which, that's not mine.
Well, that's
mine.
Ours, but I'm saying, don't let Maria fool you as if she doesn't have a shelf.
I have one shelf to myself.
Well, I have one shelf to my shelf, and I think it's safe.
And then we share the last.
That's what I was going to say. I think it's safe to say, and as we talk.
But from the third shelf down, it's yours on this one.
Well, and as it should be. Okay. So now, folks, when we took down, when we put up the Christmas tree, we were in just in glee, and we were in the spirit. Let me tell you, when we took the tree down, we were nothing like that. We were evil, and we were just in foul temperament. But one of the greatest, the best things that came out of it was the rearranging of our living room, which is just much better and gives us some space, because living here in New York, this brings up a point that really New Yorkers just, unless we're really wealthy, and we are not, unless you're really wealthy and can afford spacious apartments, just have no space. So you're constantly trying to finagle, and what can I put here and what can I put there? Well, we do. We do have a lovely couch. I wasn't going to name every piece of furniture.
Oh, okay.
Now, when you come into the door, which is here, but we do have a couch. It's just basic and some chairs and so forth. When you come into the door, on your left, and I guess I can take off my jacket now. On our left, we have the kitchen. And the most notable thing about the kitchen is, I can't believe I'm telling you this, but one night, here's our refrigerator, our microwave, which is a convection oven, which we haven't used yet, a various counter space and sink and so forth, and then we get to the stove. Now, folks, we've lived here 16 years, and we have not had one, okay, in 2002, one evening, we came home from where else? Chorus rehearsal. And we heard this sound. It was pretty loud. We stopped frozen at the door. And we knew that we had a visitor. Now, folks, we've never had anything. We have exterminators come here every other week. They're kind of flip-flopping with us now because we sort of don't know when they're coming. They're supposed to come this time. They're coming that time. But for the most part, don't let anybody fool you. New York apartments are not full of roaches and other critters. Well, having said that, behind our stove, we had a hole that we did not know about, and you know, that was made, you might say, because we might not have started out with it. But since the stove's been here all this time, you know, you don't generally move your stove. Well, we had, I think, more than a mouse, and I'll leave it at that. And we were terrified. And that critter ate a peach that was on the bar, or mangled it, I should say, ran into the bedrooms, threw tapes onto the floor, did all manner of ill, until I called up the management and said, hey, get over here and fix this right now. And they most certainly did. Maria, do you have any thoughts or anything to say? That's enough on our Mickey Mouse friend.
And then we've got these two lovely cats.
That's exactly where I was going. And we have not seen anything
or heard peep
never again. Even though I think Zelly's a big old chicken. But in any case, so that's our kitchen, living room, and patio. Really, folks, the most interesting parts of the apartment. Alrighty, now I do this, of course, on the recommendation or suggestion, if you will, of Larry Skutkan, our fearless leader. So,
you're not gonna take them into your den of iniquity.
No, we're not going into my den of iniquity. our fearless leader, Larry Skutkan, who throws out these wonderful ideas that I try to implement at some point. So, dare I say, this is Lynette signing off for BCT.